If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own podcast. I can tell you firsthand that starting your own podcast was the best decision that I ever made in my life. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, Buzzsprout has already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast. Buzzsprout will get your podcast on the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You even get a great looking website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, details, statistics to see who's listening to your podcast, tools to help promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout provides the necessary resources for podcasters to learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode of our podcast. Also, if you are streaming this episode from Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a review, because the ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. So if you can leave us a rating and a review, I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. So today, I want to take a moment and talk to you guys about something very serious. We are going to be talking about visualizations. So we have visualizations throughout your day. I mean, when's the last time, can you honestly answer, like, when you daydreamed? You know, you're probably at a job that you just absolutely hate, and you're just, you know, daydreaming on the life that you want, what that you could have, but you just don't know how to achieve it. You know, and in previous episodes, I talked about, like, a roadmap on where you're at, point A and point B. Yeah, because a roadmap, you have multiple routes you can take, but there's one destination. So which route are you taking? You know, are you going to reach your destination and what you like to achieve in your life? So that's what I want to talk about today, is what your life could possibly be. Becoming the best version of you. So I'm going to ask you guys a very serious question. So if you're driving, obviously I want you to take this serious. If you're out on your morning walk, go ahead, take a moment, sit down. If you're at home, if you have a piece of paper and a pen in front of you, perfect, so you can jot notes. But I would love you guys to answer this one simple question. Where could your life be 365 days from today? 1 year from today? If you could go into your next day investing 100% of you and start planning and to start executing your dreams, I mean, what would your life look like if you just stop blaming other people and just start taking ownership and to say to yourself, I am not where I am today, but in a year from now, my life will be completely different. It is going to be completely successful. Because here's the thing, and I want you guys to think of this. Your life can change in a moment of seconds. You know, you don't have to say, well, I'm going to start planning today and then in 6 months, my life's going to be different. No. So one of my favorite quotes is from Alan Watts, and he says, you have no obligation of being who you were 5 minutes ago. So think about that for a second. You have no obligation of being who you were 5 minutes ago. So here's a beautiful thing. You know, you can wake up and just reinvent yourself any day. I mean, like, you don't have to be that same person that you were this morning when you woke up right now. And a lot of people, they get in a rut on doing the same thing over and over again because it's comfortable. It's safety for them. And then we go around blaming other people. And it's like, you know, it's no one else's fault but your own. Let me say that again. It is your own fault because you're in the position you are in. It's not your parents' fault. It's not your ex's fault. You know? I mean, sure, we can point fingers and blame for things or pitfalls, but yet, ultimately, who is in charge of your life? It's you. My very, very first podcast episode I recorded way back in March was entitled Promoted to CEO. And in that episode, I talked about, you know, how you should be able to take control of your life and be and to act as the CEO of your own life. And, you know, I had a conversation months ago, right before the episode came out, with a friend. And, you know, he was saying, I was telling him how things were just kind of, at that point in my life, it was just very, very difficult, to say the least. And he was saying, you know, the problem is, Byron, you are not acting as the CEO of your life. You are acting as the COO, your second command. And I just kind of looked at him, and he's like, well, you're a business guy, and you understand the business logistics. And I said, well, of course I do. And he said, well, you know, if a company succeeds, whose fault is it? And I said, well, be the CEO if they succeed. And he said, right. And if a company fails, whose fault is it then? And I said, well, it's the CEO. He's like, right. So either you succeed or you fail. But in the end, you're in the driver's seat. So, you know, let's stop thinking about what we can be and start acting as who we want to be. Because with visualizations, we can accomplish. Visualizations provides us a roadmap on who we can become. And that's what we want to talk about today. So we are going to be talking about the benefits of visualizations. We're going to revisit the SAVERS acronym. And then towards the end, we're going to be setting up a vision board. And so you might be asking, you know, what a vision board is. And a vision board has a lot of key benefits. Like, It really plans out what you really want to accomplish. It helps when you get stuck in your daily ruts. It reminds you of your dreams and goals. It also helps get you fired up. It's a visualization, again. So you see it, you're not thinking of, but you see your future, what you can be 365 days from today. And most importantly, they're fun to put together. So we're going to be doing that. But before we get started here, I want to give a special shout out to Samantha from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You have won the $25 Amazon gift card. So if Samantha, if you are listening to today's episode, please write into the show by heading over to our Facebook page and send us a message and let us know you heard today's episode. And I will go ahead and get you that $25 Amazon gift card. And for those who are listening to this episode and would love to participate in the $25 Amazon gift card, which I will give out one per episode, all you need to do is simply follow us on our Facebook page, The Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Like today's episode and share it with your friends and family. Because when you share it with your friends and family, it helps our podcast be reached by hundreds, thousands of people. It helps us grow, and we can build on our audience that way. So Samantha, if you're listening to today's episode, please again write into today's show by emailing us on our Facebook page and let us know you heard today's episode. So a lot of good information to come, and I'm excited to share these valid points here on setting up visualization boards and planning our future, because again, you have no obligation of being who you were 5 minutes ago. Psst, hey, you. Yeah, you, the creative entrepreneur that's listening to this very podcast. Now, are you struggling to get your message out to your target audience? Now, this is a very common struggle for most entrepreneurs that are searching for ways to effectively attract new clients and to build awareness for their brand. The good news is we have you covered with our Facebook Ad Campaign Manager program. Facebook currently has well over 2.6 billion active users, and to help drive these users to your company, we are working with Facebook to assist all small and medium-sized businesses like yours to leverage this amazing tool to help grow their business. If you're looking for a way to drive more traffic to your company and to help to build a strong customer base at the fraction of the cost, please contact us today so that we can set up a marketing ad campaign for your organization. Now go ahead and contact us today by emailing us at our Facebook page or send us an email, info@therizomotivationalpodcast.com, and let's work together today so that we can build a more of a profitable business for you tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and get back to the show. So for those who have listened to my my show here in the past, you guys all know I'm a storyteller, and this is a very heartwarming story. Last week, I was in Cedar Rapids. We were driving down Interstate 80, and my five-year-old and my youngest, he was in the back. And as we were driving, there was a state patrol officer that drove past us. He was right next to us. And I looked over, and my five-year-old looked over and saw the state patrol man, and we waved, and he waved back, and he just went off on his own business. And my five-year-old looked at me, and he said, "Dad, I want to become a cop." And I started laughing. I was like, "Well, why do you want to become a cop?" And he said, "Well, it's because I want to help people." And I smiled. I said, "Well, if that's what you want to be a cop, then I support you 100%. And he smiled. And as we were going down on I-80 there, downtown, there's a big hospital there, Mercy University. And as we drove past it, my five-year-old pointed out and said, "Dad, that's the hospital." And I said, "Yes, it is." And he sat there and he said, "You know what? I want to be a doctor." And I sat there and smiled, and I said, "Why would you want to become a doctor?" And he said, "Because I want to help the sick." Now, the reason why I tell you guys this is because a lot of us that are listening to this episode, you know, I mean, I don't know how old you guys are. I mean, we're obviously not five, but, you know, maybe some of us were in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and, you know, maybe we're not where we want to be. You know, and my five-year-old, he's a visionary as to what he wants to become. And he has all these ideas and concepts on who he wants to become as an adult. And a lot of times, being an adult, we feel that, you know, this is where we're at. This is where we're stuck. And I think, honestly, when we talk about, like, midlife crisis, I think that's a lot to do with it. Is because we get in a rut. We don't have any sort of inspiration. We don't have any kind of a breakthrough. You know, it is what it is, and we're just stuck in a rut. So that's what I wanted to point out today, is utilizing your visualizations and fully seeing where you can be at within 365 days. Now, you guys might be saying, it's easier said than done, Byron, and I honestly understand. You know, we're all in different places in our life, you know. But say, for example, if you and I would start a business tomorrow, what would that look like? Well, I'm going to tell you. If you called me up, ring, ring on the phone, and I pick up, I'm like, "Hello," and you said, "Byron, hey, I got this business idea. I'd love to go in business with you." I say, "Heck yeah, let's do it." So what do? Well, first of all, we'll probably sit down with a piece of paper and a pen, and we would write out a business plan. And we would write down where we would like to be in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year. We'd plan all that out. And see, here's the thing. Like, we don't do that in our normal lives. They don't teach that in school. You know, we don't think about that in our adult years. You know, we don't plan out where we're going to be in 6 months, in a year. We may talk about it, but we don't put any kind of action behind our words. And because of that, they just become words. You know, it's what we talked about doing, but we never got around to do it. Well, why is that? Well, it's because we didn't put any action. We don't have a plan. We don't have a business plan for our own personal life. And that becomes an issue. So again, you know, think about it for a second. You do not need to be that person you woke up this morning. You can be a better version of yourself. You can be more of a committed person of yourself. You know, you can say, "I'm going to be a healthier version of myself. I'm going to be a fitter version of myself. I'm going to be a stronger version of myself. I'm going to be the best version of myself that I can be." Imagine where your life could be at mentally each and every day by waking up and becoming a better version of yourself. By just saying that I am going to change. I am going to be that person I want to become. You know, these visualizations, they don't just come to you just because, you know, they're visions of where you want to be. And, you know, when we have in last episode, we talked about affirmations. You know, what are you telling yourself? You know, when you sit there and you're like, oh my goodness, I can see myself losing 50 pounds. And then you look at yourself and you're like, I'm fat. I'm not going to do it. I can't do this. You know, I mean, come on. You were talking about losing 50 pounds a year ago. You know, what's going to change for you now? You know, those are the things we need to take out of our life. We need to remove that negative, toxic work from our vocabulary and get rid of that. You know, your affirmations, your visualizations, and talking about savers. And we recorded an episode with an overall vision of what savers, what it stands for. You know, we got silence, we have affirmations, we have visualizations, we have exercise, we have reading, and we have scribing. We have six letters of the SAVERS acronym that if we fully utilize to the best of our abilities, it will help you become a better version of yourself. So for example, if you want to lose 8 pounds a month, and so that's 2 pounds every week, what are we doing to achieve this? You know, are we weighing in every single day? Are we eliminating our fatty foods and what we eat? Say, for example, if you want to build a savings, you know, if you want to do $6,000 in a year's time, so that's $500 a month. You know, I know $6,000 might be everything to one person, or, you know, $6,000 might be nothing to someone. You know, figuring out what your savings plan is and having a financial cushion is the best financial advice anyone can give you. And so Einstein said it best, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So with that being said, doing the same thing over and over again, day after day, and expecting something better to come along is just, Einstein said it, it's insanity. It's insane. So what are we doing today to become that better version of yourself tomorrow? So like right now, we have less than 100 days in the month of 2020, and thank God this year has been a complete crapshoot for a lot, and honestly there's been ups and downs, but yet what can we learn from 2020, and what can we do in 2021 to become the better version of ourselves? So look at your vision plans and develop a plan on becoming the person that you've always wanted to become. Because it's really simple. All you need to know is where you're at today and developing a plan where you'd like to be. So like the map, where point A is where you're at now, and where you're going to be point B. Now, how do we get from point A to point B? Have benchmarks on your map and figure out how we can get. And then the best part of it is when you hit each benchmark, you know, it's always great to, you know, give yourself a pat on the back or go out and celebrate. You know, any way to close in those gaps and being able to say, hey, you know, I've done it. I'm successful. Now, for the vision board, I'm going to challenge you guys to set up a vision board. And if you'd like to, you can go ahead, tag me in it on Instagram. Tag handle is the Rise Up Motivational Podcast on Instagram. Go ahead and tag me in it so everyone can see it on my Instagram page. And like I said, you can go ahead and set up a cork board. You can have pictures, you can have drawings of where you're at now and where you'd like to be. And, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to be a visualization of where you want to be at in 3 months, 6 months, a year. So, well, that's all the time I have for you guys today. If you love today's episode, please share it with someone you love. And I'm going to leave you guys the same way that I do at the end of every single episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys and appreciate all you guys. And I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.